Night and the Day of the Torah, Rabbi Yossi Moore.
Okay, so yesterday we discussed that going to sleep Shabbos afternoon, the Tzorech, the Seder, although it's got a good Makor in Halacha, the Maril actually writes, he writes about it, that's a good thing, but the Mishnah Berurah says that to say that you're going to sleep specifically to be up for that night, it's not so gashmak, it's a bit of a chizus kovet for Shabbos, that you're doing it only for the next day, and therefore we should try and avoid it. I think it slips out the tongue very easily. You know, you're going to sleep, you need to kochus for tonight. That's quite a natural thing to say. That could be the same thing. You need kochus for tonight, that would be the issue. Yeah, the chayy, that would be an issue, the same thing by Yom Tov as well. That's something to be aware of. And then, for anyone, about the other person as well, yeah, the Chayyash, it's a Pachisus Kovet to mention such a thing, that the sleep is going to take place for the next day, that seems to be a Pachisus Kovet, whether for yourself or for someone else. Okay, and also the preparations for the Seder, the Shulchan Aruch always usually says, when it comes to the Seder night, that everything should be prepared, Mibo Yidyoim, that's a Lashon HaShulchan Aruch starts off in Simon Tov Ayin Beis. A normal year, it always says that it should be prepared from the daytime, everything should be masuda. Obviously this year, when it comes to Shabbos, you can't, Erev Pesach, it's Shabbos, you can't prepare anything, you'll obviously have to wait for Nacht, and then the ladies can say, Baruch HaMavdu Ben Kodesh LaKodesh, and then they can start preparing everything, do Malacha. But before that, this year, obviously you can't do anything. Then it comes to night. The night time, we've got a Shaila after Maariv, night's Maariv, we've got a Shaila of Halal. Yeah, you've got all Machlokas, whether you say Halal Balayla. Many people say halal. You see, Shulchan Aruch says you do say halal. The minig sweat and minig Ashkenaz beika is like the remor not to say halal at all. You'll see that the minhagim of the gro was known to say it, and therefore you'll find in Eretz Yisrael a lot more people say halal. But here it's to do with Nusach Ashkenaz and Nusach Sfar. Nusach Sfar usually do say halal. Just something that I picked up on, which is an interesting point, and picked up on it. I picked on it, obviously it wasn't a ger last year, I wasn't in shul last year. 2 years ago we were in shul, and I remember going to a shul that they all said halal, and because they davened early, right, I guess second night Yom Tov they'll do that as well, they davened early. So then because they davened early, so they didn't catch Shema by Nacht, and then they davened Shemin Esra, and they davened halal, and after halal, the gawa goes, a clap. Krishma, this one can say Krishma. And you hear 100 chairs being pulled back. Okay? And everyone sits down and says Krishma. That's what I remember seeing 2 years ago in a shul. Everyone sat down for Krishma. And that's Lachoya Mefurish Nish Halocha, Simon Samach Gimel, Mishnah Berurah says, that when it comes to the night time of Shema, to sit down specifically for Shema, even if it's not your intention, it's like B'Shamay. B'Shamay says B'Shach B'Cha Uvkamecha. B'Shach B'Cha, the time of night, then you should say it sitting down or lying down. Uvkamecha should be Dafka standing up. B'Shilas Choylek, and we all know the Mishnah, Reb Taf and all that. So L'Maisa Mishnah Berurah says not to sit down or lie down specifically for Krishma Shalaylo. It's Nagei when you come home sometimes, Friday night, you didn't catch Shema, so you say Shalom Aleichem, and you sing Eishas Chayil, and after Eishas Chayil you say, hang on a second, I'm just going to say Shema. So you sit yourself down to your seat after Shema, but for Shema, that can also play out to be a bit of an issue. So this should be avoided. In our case, look out for it, because it's quite a Shema. I remember discussing it with the Rav, with Derech Agav, to see if there's any suggestions. And an interesting chap, that L'Choy from the Mishnah Berurah, to sit down specifically after Halal, is an interesting point. You've got 100 people sitting down for Vashtei in Mishnah Berurah, that should be avoided. Okay, then you've got the Shaila of ladies lighting, which is obviously they light, but when they light for Yom Tov, first night Yom Tov, second night Yom Tov, they're noyeg to say Shehechayonu v'kimonu b'shas adloka. They make a brocha, Shehech Adeshonu says Sifon l'adlich Yom Tov, and then they make another brocha Shehechayonu, and then they light, because they make a brocha before lighting when it comes to Yom Tov. So only on Shabbos that they first light, and afterwards make a brocha. Yom Tov always make a brocha before. Okay. Very good. So you've got brachas before, and then you light afterwards. Zayishin. It made the shachiyonu. It comes to the night time, and we're all happily saying yak nahas. The first night, we're busy saying zman, the brach of shachiyonu. The ladies have already said shachiyonu. So can they answer amen? Firstly, should they say the bracha maybe? No, so they shouldn't say the bracha, but can they answer amen to the men, to the other people saying shachiyonu, to their bracha of the shachiyonu? They've already as far as they're concerned, they've made the Shachiyam on the day. So the Chayra, what they're answering or mean, the Chayra is going to be a hefsek between the Kiddush and the Avdolah that they're making and them drinking it. Chayra should have to not to say Amen. Some person do say that, but... So only ladies have the minig in the yai, that's right. Only the ladies have that minig to make a bracha b'shas adloka. But men don't have that minig. If they like, they're not making a bria. They obviously make a shachiyam and keep it for the curse. It's a chiddush, big enough chiddush to say that the ladies do it. So that if those have a minig, then they stick to that b'shas adloka, the ladies. But a lady who wants to answer Amin to the shachiyam, the person will say, yes, you can, or Leila say that you can, because the shachiyam that she made was only going on the yoyim, but there's other shachiyon, other mitzvahs of the night time, like matzah and other mitzvahs that require shachiyon, which she didn't intend that it should cover. So the Shevet Halevi and Rebbe Falk, they both held that she can answer Amen, specifically Leila Seder, not like Shavuos. Shavuos time, once she's made a shachiyon of a shachat loka, then it comes to Kiddush, she shouldn't really answer Amen to that shachiyon which the man's making. When it comes to Leila Seder, which there are other mitzvahs to do, there's matzah, there's other things to do which require shachiyon, and the shachiyon that she made early on was only really on the... on the yom, therefore she can go ahead and make she can answer Amen to that as well.
She should answer Amen.
She should answer Amen. It comes to Pesach, she should answer Amen. She doesn't do it, and sometimes it's mibayd yom. It's not the Shevet Halevi. No, it's not always this year. It's not
Kadash.
She shouldn't say. That's an interesting point. Shevet Halevi points out not to say the bracha, but she can answer Amen. He's got a bit of a pickbook about this. So he's asking the kasha, why can't he just say Shachiyonu again? That far he doesn't want to say, he's got a kapachayim about that. But at least he says, regarding answering Amen, that should be okay. Rav Falk also went with this, and he said that you can make a bracha on Shachiyonu. Yes, we're going to come to the Yachnas. She should answer Amen. She shouldn't say the whole bracha, but she shouldn't say that. She's already said it, but she has a locker, but she can answer Amen. And she should answer Amen. Next thing is that we've got a Yachnas.
You people say it together.
Yeah.
Tell them before and not to say it.
Right, they should be told not to make the bracha, sure.
Make one Amen for all of them together.
Again, if the man, the whole family saying it, the lady has already made the bracha, so she shouldn't say the bracha, Shechiyonu, but she should answer Amen to the rest of them. Okay, so now it comes to the Akhenaz. This is always very favorite. This is a favorite. Firstly, just let me mention that when it comes to pouring out the wine for the Akhenaz, don't forget it's going to be the first kois that you're going to pour out. We all know when it comes to the Havdalah, we have that minhag of pouring a bit more wine. Why do we pour and spill it over, make a spillover onto the Kiddush wine when it comes to Havdalah? Where's that come from? Kiddush Friday night, there's no Mekoy. So when it comes to Motzah Shabbos, why should there be such an Indian? The Ramah brings down, in order to bring Brocha to the house, because... like a sign, anything we do this week should have a lot of bracha. When it comes to Yaknahaz, next week, Motzah Shabbos is going to be the first kois. So when we pour the kois kiddush, it's also going to be for Havdalah. Should you over pour for the first kiddush, for the first kois? Because every Havdalah the Ramah says, before Shurimah, they should over pour in order that it should spill over, in order to show bracha. Should you do that when it comes to the first night, first kois, which is Havdalah as well? What would you say that? Says Rav Shlomo Zalman, no. Because it's showing brocha on business, right? The Ramah's whole idea is to show brocha on business. And that's not something you can do on Yom Tov. Okay, it might be a problem of Dabadova or Mimsechevzecha. You shouldn't even show this brocha, type of brocha, because it's Yom Tov. You're not supposed to give brocha for Yom Tov. It's not something you're supposed to do. It's really, you're enhancing your business by pouring more wine. That's something you shouldn't do on Yom Tov. Another point is, and that is when it comes to the Besomim, right? Let me just ask you a question. Every Motzah Shabbos, right? We came to last Motzah Shabbos. What did he say? Bari Pri HaGofen. The next bracha was? Bari Mineba? Something. Right? Bari Mineba something. Why do we smell for something? Because when the Shomi Seri went away, we have to calm ourselves down. So we give a little shmek. That's why Azush says Mavu. It calms us down. So what happens when it comes to Motzah Shabbos next week? It comes to Yom Tov. And then the Shomi Seri went away from Shabbos. How are we calming ourselves down? Where's the Besomim? So what are you going to do? But Yom Tov is not Neshom Yisrael, it's gone away. Toysus in Psochim, Daf Kuf Beis Amud Aleph, says a very interesting, this is a very interesting thing Toysus says. Do you know what Toysus says? Mishum de Simchas Yom Tov V'achilosh Siyah Moyel Kamei Besomim. The food and drink that you have in Yom Tov is works like besomim. It calms you down like besomim. It's a nice thing to say to the Rebbetzin that you know it's very nice. It calms you down like besomim. It's a very nice thing. Listen to this. Tosfos carries on. He says there are other reasons that I've heard. V'yesh tamim lo lechoinim. There are reasons that I've heard which are no good. V'zeh tam nochem ve'ikah. This is a good reason. This is what Tosfos brings down in Pesach and Kupes. Okay, that's regarding besomim that we don't smell besomim. But obviously it comes to the neir, which is a very geshmaka topic. Yaknahas, again, next Motzah Shabbos we're going to do Yaknahas. Yain is obviously very proud of him. What's after Yaknahas? The Kuf is Kiddush, so obviously you see the whole the big Nusach. And then after the big Nusach comes Yaknah. Yaknahas, right? So what's the Nun? It's the Nay. Yeah. Every Motzah Shabbos you light the Nay because that's when the time was, when the fire was created. Okay, so usually you have to strike a match, and or two matches, and with two wicks, that's called an avuka. It should be more like a fire. At least it has to have at least two wicks. Our nearest that we have is usually more, to show a bit more of an avuka. Avuka is usually two wicks. So now when it comes to Motzah Shabbos, which is Yom Tov, how are we mekayim two wicks? So now, over here we've got a bit, whatever you do is a bit of an issue, but the best way, which the post can recommend, right, I can't say the post game, there's a bit of a big to-do about this, and Rebbe Falk, he's written a big tshuva about this. And the last 10 years of his life, every time he had an opportunity to discuss this, he always mentions a bit dodgy this. He always mentioned this point because can the camera see? I wonder if the camera can see. I don't know. Okay. So what it is that so imagine half an hour ago, an hour just straight after Motzah Shabbos. The lady lights Neiris near Yom Tov. Very nice. So you've got near Yom Tov. She makes a bracha first. She makes a shachiyonu, and then she lights Neiris. Very nice. Okay. What you've got is... No? Oh, very good. Listen. So now what you've got is... It comes to the actual Kiddush, and you've got two of these candles here. Many people, what they would do is, they would leave it as it is, and they would make the bracha. They bring it to the table, maybe. They make a bracha. Borei morei ha'esh. Okay? And then they'll look at the fingernails and carry on the nice nusach of the first night seder. The issue with this is, listen to this issue. This is a new taina. The new taina is that these lights that were lit, that the women light, why were they lit? To add light to the room? That's very hard in our day and age to say that to add light to the room. Because of the electricity, it's very possible that they're not really adding light, but rather, what are they doing every time it comes to Yom Tov and Shabbos? They're adding to the covered of Shabbos and Yom Tov. Meaning, usually Amol, 100 years ago, they were adding light into the room. Whatever electrical lights they had those days, they weren't so powerful like this. And they were adding some sort of light. So you can say it's Lahoy, which is very nice, and you can be Yotza, the Mabayra Mayoro Ha'esh with it. But nowadays, where there's so much light from the electrical light, it's very possible when the lighting is only like a spiritual cupboard, which is an enhancement of the meal, but it's not really adding light. Right? Adds to the festivity, but it's not really adding light. If it's only for the covered, washtein shulchan aruch and hilchas havdala, a neir shel mesim. If you have a neir that was lit only for covered, for like a nice, for festivity and for like it looks nice, yeah, for a neir shel beis hakneses, neir shel mesim, which is not really for to lahoy to give off light. Shulchan aruch says you can't make a brach on that. You can't make a brach on neir shel covered. Azoishtein shulchan aruch. So the Tzitz Eliezer and many others, Rebbe Falk, went to the Taina, that the lights that are lit on Leil Yom Tov, why are they lit? Le covered. If it's lit le covered for covered Yom Tov, what are you doing going ahead and making Bore Meir Reish? How can you make a brach on Neir which is lit le covered? It wasn't lit Lahoy. If all the lights were off and you lit at Lahoy, I understand. But if everything was light and you came along and lit the Neir, so it was lit le covered, you can't make a brach on Havdalah on that. So therefore, what's the Eitzah? So some people take two candles and they stick it together. That would be okay. That would sort out because you've created something new for now. You created it for Avdollah. That would be okay. You've done it L'Shem Avdollah. That would sort it out even if it's not really adding light. But you've done it L'Shem Avdollah. But those which leave the candles as they are and they don't actually create anything, they've got an issue, according to the Tzitz Eliezer, and the Falk was very stark about this, that you've got a problem that it was lit L'Covered. It wasn't lit L'Hoy. So what they recommend is... So what they recommend is, Rabbi Falk always recommended this, you take a matchstick, and just before the bracha boi mer ha'esh, you put it straight inside, like this, there's no issue on that in Yom Tov, you make the bracha boi mer ha'esh, and then you take it out, you leave it upright for about 15 seconds, don't worry, it looks like it's not going to go out, it will go out. I know it's not going to touch my finger, okay? This will go, it looks like it's getting bigger and bigger, it will go out, okay? Trust me. I've tried enough times, don't worry, I'm not blowing any, I'm looking the other way, okay? It will go out. You pick it up and it goes out. Now what you've done is, by putting a matchstick inside, you've created the fire, you've even got the milo of an avuka, you've got alamilas, and you're allowed to take it out, he's mechiach, you're allowed to take it out. Now this you've sorted, don't worry, calm down, it's going to go out. Yeah, so, okay, that's what you have to do, that's the chiddush, that's the best thing in the yom.
With that candle.
Sorry?
With the candle, you're allowed to use it.
What do you mean with the candle? Yeah, you put it together, make the bracha, keep it together, while you make the bracha and look at it, and then you take it out and finish Olam HaYisrael. Like this, you've got alamilas, you've got the milo of avuka, you've got two wicks at the time you made the bracha. And you've got rid of all the problems. Any match that will do the trick. You can use a new one. Rabbi Vig is mentioning the place, the chumrah, the place you want to mention that. Are you talking about the tip of the matchstick? Yeah, there were places that were choshesh that if you're lighting with the edge of the top of the matchstick has got lazar, is a type of, what's it called? Something. It's called something that, what it does is that some choshesh that is not actually transferring heat. Okay, because it's a noise in itself. There's no problem. There's no problem taking this and no issue with that. That is what you'll find in the Fathers of our 10-page Shuva to explain this, that he believes this is the best way possible.
Rav
Chaim, you remember 2 years ago. We discussed this too. Very nice. We said a geshmak echidish. Very typically, the second problem that could be, is very typically this will be standing on top of a glass, on the side, on the worktop, anywhere on the side. And sometimes you will, especially after a bit of time where the candle's gone down, you will only be seeing the flame, only through glass. To make a bracha and only see the flame through glass, can you believe it? Shulchan Aruch says you can't make a bracha bo meraish on the basis of seeing fire through glass. Pesach asapak klaria, someone reish sadi ches, reish ches sadi. Yeah, it's the Siftas Vav Shulchan Aruch says if you haroya neir toich through glass, you can't make a brach on that. So it's also interesting to know that you've got to see the fire on top. So if someone makes a brach like this, yeah, it's no good. So it has to be that you're seeing the very good schmuck. So Fred Ravika, the same kasha as the Kaseh Shulchan, Fred the Poshta kasha on that Sif. He says, I don't understand. You're telling me you can't make a brach if you see the neir through glass. What do we all do with glasses? Yeah, most of Klal Yisrael have. That's what you mentioned. Ruby, I mentioned 2 years ago, also mentioned this kasha. The Shatzin also mentioned this. And the Shatzin mentions this taka when you get to Kiddush Lavan. Ruby mentioning about when you get to Kiddush Lavan, Shatzin's got a record on this. And the Shulchan taka says that the glasses, you can say it's bottle to your eyes. Whereas when you have the glass, which is protecting the fire, he wants to say you can't say it's bottle to the fire, and therefore he wants to say that. That's why the Shulchan Aruch says you can't make a bracha if you're seeing it through glass. But if you see it through glasses, they will be happy to say that. Shlomo Zalman said the same thing. The Mamash picked up on the same record that you mentioned.
But outside the door, outside the
window, I got the cross. Right. 100%. If a person can only see through the glass, 100% you can't make a bracha. Shulchan Aruch, I raise a bracha levatola. That's what he writes. Shulchan Aruch writes that. Sorry? So you're saying that, so you're asking, you're saying the same thing should be. Yeah, but still, over here it seems to be his bottle because he can only see through it. Over here, the candle can work without it, so yesh lodin about that.
Yeah,
thank you. Rabbi said there's so much to get through. We're going to go, Mr. Shem, tomorrow, fast forward, we're going to get through as much as we can. Shkoyach, Rabbi said.